All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with a little more. Yes, we did Being a Dick, but we're doing Fetish Locator also. Why don't we just find a way to squeeze them both in and the show? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, I need to cleverly seduce the Squizzle and swipe a fetish tracker while she's too busy orgasming. Or better yet, Mr. Dicky can do the James Bond act. Tango, 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 scan the ballroom of the Cuban embassy for the double agent you're supposed to meet. You're just some Canadian dude down here on business and... Success! Good job, Agent Mr. Dickey. Time for Agent the Grimlord to swing into action. The package is in the clear. Now's my chance. Naughty boy. Huh? Oh, right. Lydia told me that Cynthia's back. Naughty, naughty boy. You thought you could get away with it. I don't understand. You should have been issued a blue tracker, but here you are wearing black. No. I was issued a black tracker. Sure you were. Come with me. I said... Come with me. And that's non-negotiable.
Okay.
So, it's stuffy
okay.
in there.
So,
huh, this is much better.
Like Mr. Bean.
Yeah. So I heard you went on some sort of retreat with your mother. You could say that. I didn't see much of her there. Oh?
Uh-huh.
It was a deeply moving experience.
Yeah.
The retreat? The entire week. Okay. The master said your stature is like that of a palm tree and your breasts like its clusters. And I will climb your palm tree. I will grasp its branches. The master? The master, yes. The master is a real man. You could be a master. Tell me, are you a real man? I think so. I go down smoothly and sweetly for my master, gliding gently over his hips while he sleeps. What happened to you last week? I renewed my virginity. I didn't know that was a thing. Wow. Now that's something you don't see every day. Sorry, guys.
What the hell,
dude? I lost a bet. Have fun. I might have to find him up later. Sorry, what were we talking about? You renewed your virginity.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Miraculous experience. You should try it sometime. There's nothing like the purity of fresh virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning to refresh your virginity again soon? My secret of secrets is hidden away, awaiting the touch of my only beloved, but there is a loophole.
Uh-huh.
Marriage? Ha. Sorry, no. The loophole.
Uh-oh.
Everything but. Does that mean everything except or everything anal? Yes. Show me that you're a real man.
Okay. And I'm not going to call you later, so... Later.
You may fill my loophole with your firm manhood, if it pleases you. Ordinarily, I would not say no to that. Lydia might be open-minded, but Cynthia is one of her closest friends. To do or not to do, that is the question. Come and show me that you're a master. I won't say no to that.
Hey.
Wait, we need lubricant.
Oh, like that.
Take me as I am, my master. Seriously? Seriously, will she ask for it? Yes. Become my master, even if only for a little while. Teach me like I was your disobedient harlot. Plow my acres with your furious oxen. What?
Okay,
clutch me to you.
Well.
I'm slipping. Plow my acres with your furious oxen. That's just, I don't know, that's a bit. What if we just reposition a bit?
Yes.
Yes, press your vine deep in my cask and extract the wine of my lust.
You mean shit?
I can feel your power moving within me. Crush your might into my belligerent cavern. Lash me with your tongue of the great cow. Lay your vengeance upon me with carnal pleasures. I am going to come. Have I driven your oxen to the precipice of ecstasy? Yes, indeed. How do you want it? My master, fill me as you please. As I please? You mean I can fuck your mouth with my dirty cock? The rooster crows when the sun rises wherever he shall be.
Okay.
Holy fuck, this chick is nasty. At the moment, what the fuck?
Let's see what the...
Swallow me whole, my succubus. Take it all. Well done. Now finish it. Delicious. Are you okay? That was amazing. Thank you. You're welcome. Ah, welcome indeed. Ha, yeah. Thank you for that last gift. How's that? Where you decided to climax. You mean where I came in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I'm planning on kissing a lot of people this evening, and I didn't bring a toothbrush. Wow, you can be really nasty. You know it. So this was fun and all. You go ahead. I'm just going to catch my breath for a little while, until I find another master to tenderize my precious heart. I'm Grim, by the way. Nice to meet you. I don't fucking believe you. How could you? Oh, please, like you never. I would never do anything like that to you. It's not a big deal unless you make it one. I'm just so fucking disgusted with you right now. I can't even... Can we just get through this party and talk about it tomorrow? Just stay the fuck away from me. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk in on that. It's all good, don't worry about it. Have fun at the party. Yeah, you too. Shit, I grabbed a blue one. Fuck it, serves Stacy right. Maybe it'll help her even... Maybe it'll even help her stay away from the party games. Maria? Looks like she hasn't noticed me yet. I'd rather not bother her right now. We'll probably meet again anyway. Oh, hey, Grim. Came to get a drink? Actually, no, the party's young. So I'm gonna get blasted early and miss on the rest of it. True, true. Though that hasn't exactly stopped other people. So where you headed then? Ah, did you come to check up on little old me? I like the view from the top floor. Helps me relax. She doesn't need to know I'm looking for Stacy. I actually checked it out a bit before coming here. It's really cozy. Even the freezing-ass wind doesn't feel too bad. I can see why you might like it. Plus, it's a very strategic location to look down women's blouses, too. So that probably adds to the relaxation factor as well. Heh, more so if this was a normal party. I bet more than half the women here would probably be down to flash their tits if you asked nicely enough. So it kind of loses the thrill a bit. Not that getting flashed by a pair of nice tits is ever not fun. True voyeurs have standards, eh? Exactly. Well, don't let me keep you then. I'm sure there are tons of girls running over themselves to flash you. So many tits to see, so little time. Really suffering from success there, huh? Yeah, you know, I really want to shout out my name for some reason right now. Anyway, I better get going. Later, Supernova. You can just call me by my name, by the way. It's Iona. You sure? Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too into anybody knowing my name here, but it's not like this dinky little thing will protect my identity. It's pretty easy to hunt somebody down if you really want to. But most of the people here seem decent enough, so who cares? Yeah, but every batch is a couple of bad apples here and there. Don't go being too carefree now. Oh, jeez, what are you, my mother? I appreciate you looking out, but I know. I've had to deal with some bad apples in the past as well. I can take care of myself. Alright then, I'm just saying. Squizzy's running a pretty tight ship, so I doubt anything bad would happen. But people seem to get a lot more asshole-y around the people serving them. Oh yeah, tell me about it. I've had my fair share of pricks that think the world revolves around them and try to boss me around because of it as well. But man, their faces when you tell them to stick it up their collective asses is just... My boss hates them as well, so I get free rein to just go wild. I love it. Sounds like an awesome job. That's true. Oh geez, sorry, you were trying to leave and then I dragged you into another conversation. Yeah, there's no rush. If I can't take a couple minutes to talk with a cute girl, what's the point? Exactly. It's not like you come across girls this cute every day, right? Yeah, I know it's coming apart. So would you mind helping me out? Oh man, gosh darn, I sure would love to, but I can't keep my fans waiting, you know. Right, right. Catch you around, Grim. Same. Later, Iona. Man, that cat is glued to you. Huh, what's that sound? Oh shit, is that Anthony? And Chloe?
Gonna have retarded babies.
What are you, you worthless piece of shit? I'm a slut. Louder. I'm a slut. Keep watching. You're my cum dumpster slut and that's all you'll ever be, understood? Yes, yes. Wow, they are really going at it. Well, Chloe seems to be fine with it, at least. Where the hell is Kevin, though? I'm gonna come. Tell me where you want it, bitch. I want to taste it. Louder, you fat whore. I want you to come down my throat. Please, I need it. Oh, shit, she's gonna puke.
Keep watching.
Urgh. You didn't have to ram it down my throat that fast. Whatever. Hey, help me out here. Where are you going? I'm done with her. She's all yours. Hey, are you okay?
Oh.
I'm fine. I just need to catch my breath. Alright, well, if you need anything, thank you. The fuck is up with Anthony? Okay, so there's Iona Supernova behind the bar. And where is Ambrose? Hey, have you seen Erica Red? Right there. And there's Ambrose. And Stacy's supposed to be following Ambrose around. Where the fuck is Stacy? Good evening, Master. Would you care for a beverage? I see several beverages right here at the bar. Do you know what I don't see? I don't see Stacy fucking anywhere. Oh, yeah, Stacy. Yes? She seemed so happy in that gangbang, I didn't have the heart to drag all those boys off her. Well, good lord.
Yeah, that's what you want to hear.
You think you're funny. I know I'm hilarious. You look tense, Grim. Have a drink. Fine. Whenever you're ready to tell me, I'll be here pounding scotch. But you know how much trouble she could get into here? Does that seem funny to you? Tranquilo, tranquilo. Relax, nothing bad is happening to her. You're supposed to be watching out for her, protecting her. Stacy has no place in a party like this, but you told me you would escort her and keep her out of trouble. She's not going to do anything she doesn't want. There is safety. It's not like I'm not worried about something happening to her. I'm worrying about what she will want to do here. Wow, that didn't come out right. I just mean that she's young and immature. There you go, Grim. Oh, thanks. She could easily get in over her head doing things that she thinks she's ready for, but she isn't. Dude, you're only like a couple years older than she is. What's your point? When you were coding Karen in your semen, you were how much older than Stacy is now? That's not the point. I'm a guy. Okay, how old was Karen back then? Yeah, well, Karen is a great example. If you asked her now, do you think she'd regret her first freshman semester? Considering the way she failed out, Karen probably regrets her entire freshman year. Yeah. You think I want something like that for Stacy? For her to hook up with some guy that treats her as a cum rag because he doesn't know any better? For fuck's sake, Ambrose. Erica Red. Like I said before, you need to chill the fuck out. Stacy is not your property. Stacy is not your daughter. Stacy is an adult. She's going to make her own decisions. She's going to make a lot of mistakes. You can be there to help her pick up the pieces and put herself back together. But you can't stop her from doing stupid shit that she wants to do. Yeah, well, just tell me where she is. I'll give you a hint. She's not involved in a gangbang. You're enjoying this. I'll give you another hint. She's not in the Pandora room. There's that Pandora room again. What the hell is a Pandora room anyway? And one last hint. She's not in this very room dancing around that stripper pole. You're so incredibly helpful. Do you really want to know where she is? Yeah. You really, really, really want to know where Stacy is right now. I do. Okay, then I'll tell you. I'm listening. Just look right here. And there she is. Did I miss something? Yes. Yes, where were you? Bio break? What's that supposed to mean? She was powdering her nose. Oh, okay. Refreshing in the refresher. Answering the call of nature. I get it. Anyway, here's your tracker. Oh, thanks. You three are all wearing black trackers. Why is my tracker blue? I don't know. No reason. Hey, Grim, are you going to any of the events? Yeah. Cool, well, get to it. At least one of us should enjoy everything this party has to offer. Grim, I need you. Oh, hey, Daisy, what's up? I'm putting together a horse race, and I need you to be a jockey. Do what?
Okay.
Just come outside. We will be waiting for you there. Sure. Terrific. See ya. Let's see which event I can join next.
Let's do those horse races.
I don't want to do the proximity one. I don't think that would be good. Daisy. Oh, Grim. Good timing. What's going on? You'll see. Come on, we need more people.
Huh.
Need more people? This way.
Hey.
Guys, think I found our rider.
Hey.
Howdy, Grim. Hey.
What's
up, guys? Come over to the garden and I'll explain the game. Hey-o. Hey, Jesse, you look great in that outfit, by the way. Alright, so the basic premise of the game is this. There are two teams of two people each playing. Each team will have one jockey and one equine. Equine? Didn't know she was a horse girl. The horse will get down on all fours and present themselves to the jockey. And the jockey will ride the horse all the way to the fence. There, the horse has to make the rider come as fast as they can before making it all the way back to the starting line. The horse will then be crowned... sorry. Champion Equine. Equine, sorry. A very noble and honorable title. That seems like a pretty short distance. Not when you're on all fours, it's not. I'm not riding Kevin, am I? Oh, no, dude.
Hey.
I'm riding him. We need a rider for your little pony. Silent and slightly awkward wave.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Grim will be riding your little pony. Okay, I can work with that, but would she be able to handle my weight? I can't. Is that a yes? Intensely agreeing noises.
Yeah.
Okay, just like kick me off if it starts to hurt or whatever. Oi!
Okie dokie.
And what are you doing? Me? Oh, I'm going to be the mediator, announcer, commentator, event enjoyer.
Mm.
All right, is everybody fine with this? Any questions? Yeah. Nope.
Yay!
Great. Equines, assume the position. And a 3, 2... 1, go! It's off to an explosive start, ladies and gentlemen, as Kevin takes an early lead over to our... Let me try this again. It's off to an explosive start, ladies and gentlemen, as Kevin takes an early lead over our neon girl, Your Little Pony. As we come onto the rocky path, I'd like to mention that here at Human Horse Racing, we take the health of our horses very seriously. What a show, ladies and gentlemen. A dynamic duo, Kevin and Chloe, horse and jockey, in perfect sync and harmony. You rarely see such perfect coordination and prowess. I wonder what the Grim Lord and Your Little Pony are thinking. And they did it. Kevin and Chloe reach the first mark and relax a little while the Grim Lord and Your Little Pony are close behind. And boy howdy, they don't waste any time at all getting to it. I now realize that this might have been a bit unfair to certain contender, but we'll trudge on through nevertheless. There we go. They're going in, charging 500 miles per hour. I've never seen anything like this before in my life, ladies and gentlemen. Now I know why she was dressed like a horse. It will be interesting to see which team can finish this first and gain the lead. Damn. Really tearing it up over there on this. I could do it as a sexual event commentator. What a turn of events, ladies and gentlemen. Coming in short at the race, the Grim Lord and Your Little Pony sure came out fast to take the lead for the very first time. Our previous lead still seems to be going at it vigorously. Oh my god, it's as if the power of the Equine Gods has been infused into Your Little Pony. She's galloping like she has never before. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We have our winner. Congratulations, you two. Congrats, bro. Congrats.
Good luck at my game.
Yee. Yeah. And now as champion equine, Your Little Pony gets to drink out of the legendary trough, of ultimate sexual deviancy. What? And truly be known throughout the lands as the one and only champion equine. Okay. That happened. Huh? What's going on? We don't offer these kinds of services. You could if you wanted to, and I know you want it. Seriously, back the fuck off. You're drunk. You're right, I am drunk. I'm so drunk I don't know if my dick is hard or I just need to pee. I'm so drunk I don't know if I want to fuck your cunt or piss in your throat. I just know that I want myself deep inside you, pumping deep with some kind of liquid. You must be a real charmer with the ladies. I'm gonna do you a favor. I'm gonna let you walk away right now before I break something. I have a better idea. I'm gonna do you a favor and let you come before I get started. Okay, he's gonna get a bottle bashed over his head. That guy's voice is familiar, but I don't recognize him, but I know that voice. Get your fucking hands off me. And when you're wet and ready, rutabaga. Huh? My safe word is rutabaga. Get away from me right the fuck now, you asshole. You don't have to be like that. I can tell you're enjoying yourself. I've never felt a pussy that was so dripping wet as yours is right now. Hana would want me to intervene. Yet this girl doesn't seem to want to protect her. But she did already use her safe word. She did use her safe word.
Intervene.
Should I beat this guy's ass or wait a little longer? Intervene.
Well,
hey. What the fuck are you doing? You again? Why can't you just let me have a little fun? Fun for who, asshole? Fine, fine, screw you guys, I'm out of here. You okay? Yeah, no thanks to you. Huh, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Just fuck off unless you want a drink. Sure, do you have any Stoli? If you want a drink, go to the correct side of the bar. You're violating my space. Fine, fine. I don't think he'll bother you again. Fuck off. What's your beverage?
You want to go back?
Yeah. I know it's probably the wrong thing to do, but let's see what happens. I doubt you've ever felt a pussy before, and I hope you never feel one again. No more chances. You know you. Ah! My fucking arm, let go! You've got a choice, fuckface. Listen to your options carefully. Option one, I break your arm. Option two, I break your wrist. Option three, I break your fingers. One, two, or three. What's it gonna be? Let go of me, you fucking bitch. You've chosen option four. Snap, pop. Ow. Incomprehensible screaming. Ah! Now get the fuck out of here. Fine, fine. Cunt. You want some more? Fuck you. I'm leaving, you dumb slut whore. What was option four? Nothing much. I dislocated his wrist, thumb, and two fingers. Holy shit, fucks. You think I overdid it? Not at all. Fucker earned every bit of that. How, what about you? You just like to watch? Huh? Poor little girl getting her twat fingered against her will, and you just stand there watching? You seem to have everything under your control. Ooh. I'm just fucking with you. Thanks for letting me take care of that myself. You aren't pissed that I took a back seat?
No.
I'm just glad you didn't get involved on his side or mine. How glad. Well, I'm not going to suck your cock for that, but I might give you a drink on the house. But the drinks are already free.
Yes.
Yeah, but I know the difference between a good drink and a great drink. I look forward to enjoying the benefits of your knowledge. What happened? Where? Asshole went out that door, towards the pool. Fucker got behind the bar and fingered me while I told him to fuck off. Who was it? What was he wearing? Surgical mask, no shirt, suspenders, black pants, short hair. Damn. Motherfucker. Jerome. Oh, it's Jerome, huh? That guy that... Shit, Lydia said that men would overreact if she knew what Jerome did last week. That guy who was fucking Lydia around last week?
Kind of sounds like Flight of the Conchords, Jerome.
Yes. Jerome.
Is this it? I know what she means. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Then again, maybe I wanted to overreact and end that fucker for good. Did you see that? Looks like someone is going to find out the worst ways an anal hook can be used. You couldn't see her eyes. What do you mean? I doubt we're ever going to see that asshole ever again. You better hope I never... No. I mean, I'm seriously worried that she's going to kill him. For real? Yeah. Huh. Do you want to go stop her? Not really. Same. How about a drink?
Yeah.
Sounds good. I was thinking maybe a cocktail. Times like this demand a glass of straight bourbon.
Yeah! That, like, do it yourself. Oh, thanks. I appreciate you letting me do it myself.
You sure you don't just like watching women get harassed? Honestly, my blood is boiling, even though you hurt him bad. And Squizzle's probably going to end him. I wish I had strangled the life out of that motherfucker myself. Top shelf, best in the house, just for you. Damn, that's some good shit. That man's a whiskey drinker. No kidding, it's not even supposed to be behind the bar. Rotten little bastard, Coosa Cut bourbon. I swiped it from her private stock. So I shouldn't ask for another. You might want to sip this one. Yeah, that's a sipping whiskey. That's what I fucked up on. I was drinking a sipping whiskey. That shit was... Because I mixed it with root beer. Oh, yeah. It don't matter if you mix it with root beer. That shit's so strong.
Yeah, you get some scotch. You better not mix that shit.
Yeah.
Single malt.
Yeah.
Single malt. Now,
well, I got... You know, I have that Elijah Craig, which is high... Which is top shelf.
That must be one of them. It has, must have more than one. One I got, I did not like.
Oh, I liked what I got. It's smooth.
Well,
let's see which event I can join next.
No cat.
All right.
No
so.
Means no. Banana. Banana.
Banana is your safe word. Okay. So, all right, guys. I think we're going to be done with it for tonight on Fetish Locator. We'll explore the magic and mysticism room next, because I want to see that. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locators. Stay tuned.